We're also glad to be joined right now in studio with Liz Kirchel. She is a clinical nurse educator for women and children at Great Plains. How you doing, Liz?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. You were telling me you were interviewed by KNOP, and I said, well, this ought to be pretty easy. You shouldn't be as intimidated, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have a camera on you anyway, huh? We're not taping.
Not today.
No videotaping going on, just audio here. And we're pleased that you're with us today. And the reason you're with us is to talk about a new postpartum safety program that Great Plains has initiated. Tell us a little bit. Give us some background on this. What prompted this Great Plains launching this program?
So it's actually being spearheaded by MPIC, which is a statewide organization, and they have reached out to birthing facilities within the state because Nebraska is ranked 17th for maternal mortality rate, which is not the worst.
You don't want to be that high. Obviously, we'd like to drop in that category.
That's
right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have seen that other states have implemented this and has decreased their maternal mortality rates. And so they offered it to all the birthing facilities in Nebraska. And Great Plains Health decided to take part to help to reduce those numbers.
So what do we know why the risk? There's a six-week period that right after a mother gives birth. Do we know why this exists? I mean, is it all physical related, or is somewhat mental enter into it, or what? Where does it come from?
Both of those, physical and mental. Yes, they've seen that there is not a very quick recognition of these symptoms that patients mothers are experiencing, and that all of the maternal deaths that have occurred, or most of them, could have been easily prevented with early recognition.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that is just, we have just begun to recognize it rather recently here? Because until I read this, I never knew it was a problem.
I think that providers that care for maternal patients have known that it's been a problem, and we've been educating patients about these symptoms since I've been a nurse for the last several years. This warning system, or this initiative, is nice because it gives a visual alert to all providers across healthcare. So what might be on my radar as a labor nurse or a mother newborn nurse is going to be a little bit different than what's on the radar for an urgent care nurse or provider versus like even a emergency department nurse. And so having this visual alert system is going to help for all of us to be on the same page and know that the mom has given birth recently and that we need to act fast to help her.
And the visual reminder is that you put a teal wristband on the patients?
That's correct. It's a teal wristband, just one of those rubber ones, and we encourage mothers to wear it for 6 weeks after they deliver.
Okay, and so what's this? It's a visual thing, too, but is it send signals in any way, or do you get an alert from it? Or?
Nope, it's just that visible alert so that if the mother comes in contact with EMS or an emergency department provider,
that they're instantly, when they see that, they know that this mother gave birth recently.
Yes,
basically.
So to kind of hone in on those symptoms a little bit more.
What are some of the warning signs that you look for, for a new mother that, might put them in that danger category that you're worrying about them?
So we educate moms and their support persons to watch for chest pain, difficulty breathing, seizures, uncontrolled bleeding, or thoughts of harming themselves or others. And those are all ones that we encourage them to call 911 immediately for. And then additional symptoms that we want them to follow up with their doctor sooner rather than later include severe headaches, dizziness, again, that heavy bleeding, swollen or painful legs, persistent fever, fatigue, or high blood pressures.
I'm sure there are studies being done, like even leading into birth, who might be on that upper end of the scale to be susceptible to these things. But is it in any way age related, or like first time mothers compared to those that have given birth several times? Or
there's no. Each pregnancy is going to be different. Each postpartum period is going to be different, even for one mother from their first baby to their second baby. So it's just important for us to educate all of our patients and encourage them to follow up.
You talk about these are the what you just read to about the warning signs. These are physical, except for the thoughts of self-harm or harming others, and in my mind, it's hard to understand how that would come about. But I've heard of mothers having the postpartum depression type thing. Is that a fairly common thing that you're seeing in this day and age?
You'd be surprised how many individuals end up having some sort of, you know, even the baby blues, just feeling kind of down. And or having postpartum depression, it is a big, big concern that I think that in the past kind of was kind of swept under, not swept under the rug, but mothers were afraid to talk about those feelings because they felt like this was supposed to be the most happiest time of my life. And now we're talking about it more and we're doing more screening so that if those individuals are at a higher risk or have risk factors that we're following up, we encourage them to follow up with their doctor sooner.
So, you know, for those new mothers or those that are pregnant and know they're going to give birth at a certain point, what do you recommend for them as they approach maybe that time that they're going to be giving birth? Is there anything they can do to prepare for this, or is it just educate them on this might happen, you might have these thoughts to contend with, or even the physical things?
I think the education is so important, and that's how we can best help our mothers and their support people. I encourage mothers to always reach out to their support person if they have any concerns, or reach out to their doctor when I'm providing that education.
The program, to get it down to the nitty-gritty of what happens, do you pair them with somebody from Great Plains, basically, that will be especially checking up on them in the weeks after they give birth then?
We do have our lactation nurse calls and just reaches out to them, see how they're doing. And a lot of times it's for breastfeeding moms. But as we progress into this initiative, because it started July 1st, as we progress, we will be doing follow-up phone calls, asking them if they're wearing the alert band, if they've had any contact with any medical providers, and if they've noticed, or like the medical provider has mentioned, oh, hey, I see you're wearing that band. So we'll have that follow-up with them. But we always encourage them that if they have any concerns to reach out to their doctor, or if they're having any of those emergency symptoms to go to the emergency department.
So you're letting the moms, as they approach that time of getting birth, you're making them aware of this. Is it just entirely optional? Do you just give them the information, say this is available, and it's their choice if they get in involved in this then?
So we are giving this education and the alert band to all of our moms.
Okay.
And if they ultimately, when they go home, like that's their decision if they're gonna wear the alert band or not. And we just encourage them to wear it and really drive those emergency symptoms home that they need to follow up for. So,
is counseling something that you recommend for some people in that postpartum period, just so they can, you know, maybe talk about their feelings and get them out and share them with somebody that can identify with it?
Yeah, especially individuals who are at a higher risk of having postpartum depression. They're screening high on our scale that we use. They would follow up sooner with their doctor, and then we would encourage them to reach out to a counselor if they have one, or become established with a counselor.
Yeah, and as you started with, Nebraska has the 17th highest rate of maternal mortality. What does that translate into as far as like one and how many? Do you know the
I don't know the exact number, and I'm sure that it's hard. I could find those numbers, but with our, I think our population plays a role into that. Like where, you know, Texas or California have higher populations, they're going to have higher rates, but I couldn't tell you the ratio off the top of my head.
Well, I think this is good. And, you know, like I said, I wasn't aware of this. And of course, you know, I'm not, not around new mothers or those about to give birth that much, but, I think it's good to know. It's just, it's available. It's another way that Great Plains can serve the, community and, you know, make people aware of this, and we're doing that, and I'm so glad you could join us. If they would like more information about this, can they get the find this information on your website, or what would they need to do?
Yep, they can find it on our website. MPIC, which is that organization I was talking about, they have it on their website also. And I think we've shared several things on our Facebook about it that has all of the major points that we kind of discussed today.
Okay. And what is the Great Plains? What is the website? GPHealth.org?
GPH.org. Oh.
GP Health?
Yes. GP Health. Sorry.
Yeah. GPHealth.org. And then is there a tab they need to click on, or is it on your front page, you know, or... We're not sure.
I'm not but, sure.
Yeah, they can call and definitely get the information. NPIC, is that NPIC or
NPIQC?
QC.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's another place they can go. Well, I think this is going to be something that's going to really aid new moms, just to, you know, educate them going into the period where they give birth that these things are, you know, possible too. Give them a heads up, and then maybe, you know, knowing that if they experience some of these symptoms that you listed after they give birth, and it's not going to maybe catch them by surprise so much, at least it's like, well, at least they prepared me that this could happen. You know, both the physical signs and the mental end of it too. The main thing is that just you're offering support. They know there's people that care about them, and I think that's a big thing in all events in life, to know you have somebody that's checking up on you and cares about you, right?
Right. Yeah. And as a nurse and as an organization, I think Great Plains Health really cares about our community, and we just want the best for people in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do offer so many great things, and I see, you know, every time I go out to the interstate, your new facility's coming along wonderfully.
It's so pretty.
Have you had a chance to tour it yet? Is it?
No, still? I haven't, but those windows are beautiful on the front of it.
Yeah. I think it's going to, again, be another... sparkle in the community, I guess you can say, that stands out there too. And you offer so many great things, and we're very fortunate for a community our size to just have the hospital facilities that we do and the care that we do and all that we offer. It's just pretty amazing, and I'm sure you can speak to that being an employee.
Yeah, I think it is great, and I've worked at other facilities, and I think that Great Plains Health is a wonderful place to work. And I mean, if I needed my family to receive care, that's where I would take them.
You would recommend it heartily.
Yep.
No doubt. Liz Kirchel, clinical nurse educator for women and children, has been our guest and talking about the postpartum safety program. Liz, thanks so much for stopping by this morning. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.